One, two, three, four, get your Greggy on the floor. Gotta get up a Greg down.
Yep.
Gotta get up a Greg down.
Yep.
One, two, three, floor, get your Greggy on the floor. Gotta Greg up a get down. Gotta Greg up a get down.
From a desk in the Yay Network Studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg and, of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
What's up? It's the Greg and Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I'm Coolio?
Yeah, you are.
That's Coolio?
Yeah, you're totally Coolio.
Oh, okay.
You got the hair for it. You got the look.
Mm-hmm. You've got the look. She's got the look. She's got the look. I've got the look.
I was trying to think who sang that one.
I don't know who sang that one.
It's not, there's like a string of bands right there that all kind of run together. It's not Kajagoogoo. It's not EMF.
This is like 90s, though. I think that song was 90s.
No,
was
that
it
was
80s?
Yeah.
I thought that was a 90s
song. It might have been like right on the cusp.
The verge.
Yeah, it's like the 88, 89, maybe somewhere around that area. Maybe 90.
It's a very 90s alternative sounding.
Yeah, totally. All right, so there's something that I wanted to throw in here that we didn't get to yesterday because I didn't have the ability to or the time to download it and play. A good longtime buddy of mine is a dude named Kid Chris who does morning shock jock radio up in the great city of Cincinnati.
Oh boy,
he's been all over the place though. He and I met in 2004 down in San Antonio where he was our morning guy.
Down to San Antonio,
and then he left there, went to Philly, and then he's been all over the place. He's been in Sacramento, he's been in Wichita,
and
Kansas.
Now he's in the great state of Ohio.
He was in Atlanta for a while. He's shocking. He's a shock
he's
jock.
He's shocking and jocking.
Yeah, and so he finds himself on the back end of legal issues and whatnot, and so everything that he does, he has to run it through an attorney before he can do it, because he was tired of getting fired for everything that he did.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, he's more of a ringleader of a circus. You know, he'll come up with these outlandish, crazy ideas.
But he won't himself do them.
I mean, he will. He'll do some of it, but for the most part, it's just all the knuckleheads that are like, oh, I'll do anything to get on the radio. Mm. So, like, they all just flock to him. So, the Kid Chris Show at WEBN in Cincinnati, Thomas and Chris and all those guys. Chris is notoriously famous for this one thing. And when I presented it to you, you questioned it. You were like, I don't know. There's a lot of people that take ownership of this.
A lot of people. Pretty much every local radio DJ takes ownership of this.
Anybody that can find this audio, they will play it because it's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
It's somewhat shocking that somebody would have the balls to call this person and actually say these things. And so when these other radio stations get a hold of it, yes, sure, they're going to try to take ownership of it. But
we're saying here that it's Kid Chris's original audio.
I know for a fact it is.
Okay.
I mean, it's...
Were you there when he did it?
I was not. This happened in 1999.
2000, party almost out of time.
I know everything that this guy's done. So he played it for me back in the day when we were working together in San Antonio. Played me the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole bit. Every single bit of it.
Okay.
And he became famous and friends with Howard Stern because of it. This is how he got his in with Stern and became a writer for Stern and helped him out and all this kind of stuff. So with that being said, since yesterday was the 20th anniversary of the OJ slow speed chase through LA, I present to you my good buddy Kid Chris prank calling OJ Simpson using different voices and asking OJ if he wants to go kill people.
Yeah.
Yeah, Juice.
Yeah?
Juice, what's up?
Who is this?
It's Dan Deardorff. You want to go throw the ball around, you know, have some beers, maybe kill somebody?
Hello?
Juice, you're late. We're supposed to go out and kill people tonight. What's going on?
I really can't talk. I'm at dinner with a bunch of people, and I have no idea who you are.
I'm the real killer, OJ. Oh, what, hello?
Yeah, hello?
OJ.
Who's this?
It's Al Michaels. My wife's been acting like a real bitch. I was wondering if you could help me kill her. What do you say, champ?
Hello?
Hi, OJ.
Hey.
Hey, it's Marcus Allen. Want to go get some bitches and kill them?
Do I know you?
Hey.
Juice, it's Chris Rock. It's me, Chris Rock, Juice. What do you say you and I go kill the Spice Girl? Juice, every time I call you, I always be laughing.
Yeah.
Hi, OJ, it's Kato. Well, I want to go pick up some young girls and kill them. We can hold them underwater or something.
How'd it go?
Can I move in with you?
I do like, at the end of that, OJ starts getting in on the bit and laughing at it.
Mm-hmm.
So, good on you, OJ.
Yeah. I think OJ had to... He had to have known that this kind of stuff was going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, it was on the way. And another, there's another bit. I don't have the audio for this one, but OJ was here in Dallas. Yeah.
Could you tell him you were Aaron Rodgers, Super Bowl MVP?
No. I wish that I would have, but this was before I had moved back to Dallas. But anyway, he was in Dallas, and he went and he sat down on, like, some kind of public cable access show.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about technology, and I don't know why they were talking about technology.
Oh, OJ Simpson.
There's, just imagine, like, this crappy basic cable studio.
Mm-hmm. I'm imagining it.
A little stage, dimly lit.
I'm imagining dragons now. I can't.
It's a dimly lit stage, two little chairs out there, maybe a little mm-hmm. coffee table in between them. And for some reason, this lady starts taking phone calls for OJ. And Chris has prank callers all over the country, and so when they find out about this kind of stuff, they get in there immediately. So his callers will always say something along the lines of, hey, I was talking with my kid Chris, or I took my son kid Chris to a baseball game or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So Chris's folks actually got in on that show, and same kind of thing, like, hey, OJ, you want to go kill some people? Hey, let's talk technology, so let's go kill some people. So anyway, Shout out to Chris for that great audio.
Cool. That was a good imagination, although mine was mostly dragons.
Well, yeah. It always
a lot
is.
Of dragons.
You're the king of non sequitur. There he goes. The king of the non sequitur. What do you got? You said you had something.
I had something, but it's totally out of my mind. But they released a new Guardians of the Galaxy trailer.
Yeah.
And that movie looks like it's going to be dynamite, hashtag J.J. Walker.
Good hashtag.
I know, right?
Bring that guy back.
Yeah.
His butterfly collar and his...
Jimmy J.J. Walker.
Man, that guy was dynamite.
Dynamite!
I definitely want to see this movie.
I'm very excited for this movie. I will theater see it. That's how excited I am for
it. Yeah, when you theater see a movie, you know that it's going to be quality.
Mm.
No, that's a false statement. You know that you're excited about it.
I know I'm excited about it.
The quality of your excitement is really high.
I wanted to Lego movie go see it in theaters, but I felt like I can't go to that alone, and nobody wanted to go see it with me.
Why can't you go see it alone?
You're going to go see the Lego movie alone?
I would have.
I don't know. I just felt weird about it. And the Lego movie was great.
Is it because it's kind of aimed
movie.
At kids
it's
and you don't want to be like creepy dudes sitting in the back row?
Yeah, you don't want to be the brony in there.
I went and saw the first Transformers movie by myself.
But that's not like that. Anybody could watch that. Lego movie, you think like, oh, it's a toy for kids.
Like if I were to go see Tangled
or
Frozen by myself, now you've got a problem.
You come out crying, Let It Go by yourself.
You're getting kicked by the little girls like, shut up!
Yeah, but needless to say, I would watch Guardians of the Galaxy by myself because it looks super awesome.
Yeah.
They finally unveiled Groot's voice, which is just Vin Diesel. Yeah, Vin Diesel going, I am Groot. It's awesome.
Yeah, so this is the Chris Pratt movie.
Chris Pratt, Zoe Saldana, and Bradley Coops is in it. He plays Rocket Raccoon.
Yeah, the raccoon.
John C. Reilly's in it.
Uh-huh.
It looks super good.
What's the premise? It's Chris Pratt's character is kind
Chris Pratt, dopey. A dopey kind of thief. They're all, like, not good guys, but they're not bad guys.
Right.
So, essentially, they all get caught for something, and then they're all kind of made a team.
Right.
So, Chris Pratt has noticed that, like, some crap is going down.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, we need to save the universe.
Okay.
And these unlikely heroes join together, one of them being a raccoon who shoots machine guns.
Yeah.
They all join together, and they go in to save the universe.
It kind of sounds like the dynamic here. Like, everybody that works here got caught up in not overachieving and striving for C-level executives, so they all got bunched up into radio, and we became a team to create radio gold.
I don't know if that's a thing, but it's real.
I think that's what happened.
Don't think that's
around here.
No.
No.
I
would like to think that's what happened.
I don't. Like, there wasn't a point in my life where I wanted to be a CEO of something.
Like, we were all like, man,
unless
we really
it was
make
a
it.
Chocolate factory ran by hookers. I mean, who wouldn't want to be the CEO of that place?
I mean, sign me up.
Yeah,
I'll be the COO, and I'll just run around yelling, "Coo!"
That's what the COO does. He goes around going,
"Coo!" He just yells his initials.
So that's his job.
Mm-hmm.
How much does that pay?
Oh, like 100,000 chocolate bars a year, maybe more. I always shoot low with my money.
Yeah, you do.
You would think like a coup of
You could have said like,
I could have said millions of dollars.
You dropped the ball.
It's
but
like,
it's not like I'm used to you dropping the ball, so it's not like out of the realm of possibility.
It's that reminds me of when I was a senior in high school. Did you get like a senior book where you put pictures in, you could like write down your memories, all that kind of stuff?
No.
Probably not, because there was internet. Like, when I graduated, everybody was given a senior book, and you could put your pictures throughout
our
the year.
Our senior book was called Zanga.
Right. So, there was a thing in there that's like, what do you want to do? And, of course, mine was, I want to be in radio.
Hmm. Was it, and I want to be like Mike?
My goal, and I kid you not, I wrote this down thinking that this was success.
Mm-hmm.
My goal in life was to be a program director of a radio station making $30,000 a year.
Wow. You really strive.
Oh, my God. What
you
is wrong
really
with me?
You really strive so hard.
See,
program
just,
director making $30,000.
That's just me not at the time not knowing the value of a dollar.
Mm.
You know? It's like, dude, so far, I've not hit that goal.
You barely make $20,000.
I'm not a program director, and I'm only making $15,800.
Mm.
Damn it.
Man, I don't know how you live in such a giant mansion.
Yeah, well, that's just because I...
You married up.
Well, I definitely married up, but she's just way smarter than I am, and she knows how to make money. I don't.
Yeah.
So that's why she's in Vegas at a conference making money.
Mm.
Making stacks.
Fat stacks to pay for your kid stuffs.
Let's see, what else is there? There's this. This should not be shocking to you at all. Anybody remember the Jersey Shore? Do you remember that show?
Yeah, how could you forget?
Never forget.
Never forget. It's like we all gonna have we're gonna have ribbons to commemorate the day that our lives were ruined by the Jersey Shore.
It's just like a, instead of it being like a little ribbon with a kind of folded over and
it's like a bicep.
Yeah, it's going to be like a bicep ribbon, or it's just going to be Pauly D's hair.
Mm-hmm. The blowout.
Like folded into
the
a ribbon.
The worst haircut of all time.
Well, the headline just basically says everything. Jersey Shore's The Situation arrested in a tanning salon brawl.
Well, apparently like a week ago, he was in an argument with the employees of this place, because they hadn't been paid, which I'm guessing he came there and went like, okay, what's the deal? And then his brother's the one who screwed up, so they got into a fight. That's what I'm guessing happened without reading the article.
Yeah, let's see. The salon reportedly opened by the Sorrentino family in March, and entrepreneurship may not be going smoothly as last week employees of the salon called police after their paychecks bounced.
Nice.
Struggling. This is interesting. I haven't got a chance to like completely read over this, but Google may kick indie musicians off of YouTube.
Why?
It sealed deals with labels. There you go.
Oh boy.
Seals deals with labels, man. When you get the big dogs involved, they're going to kick out the little man.
Well, that's lame.
Yeah. I mean, that's where a lot of people find music.
Yeah. That's not fair.
No, it's not fair at all.
Why is YouTube doing this?
With the ubiquity of music marketing on the web, those free offerings are a major way consumers learn about new groups and musicians these days. Some of the musicians...
It's another reason why I hate the record industry.
Dude, they could remove Adele, Arctic Monkeys, and Jack White? I guess so, because they're not on major labels.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. How are you going to take some of the biggest names in music and take them off of YouTube?
Because the record company said so.
Our goal is to continue
Don't
making YouTube an
tonight,
amazing music
said,
experience, both as a global platform for fans and artists to connect, as a revenue source for the music industry. We're adding subscription-based features and music and blah, blah, blah.
That's terrible.
Yeah, don't
I hate
do
that.
This. This is a terrible idea.
Yeah.
You're gonna ruin yourself.
You're alienating people. It's not YouTube. It's now UsTube.
Here's what they should really think about banning.
What? Kardashians?
From YouTube. Kim Kardashian is thinking about taking up music as a career.
Well, do you remember her song?
At least you...
Do you remember her song?
I do.
Turn me up, turn me up, turn me up, turn... Yeah, 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 yeah. That's my jam. They're playing my jam.
She was terrible.
They're playing my jam.
She is awful. Did you hear about the photo shoot that they had to do for their wedding photo?
For an Instagram picture.
It was a 4-day process to take their wedding kissing picture.
Nice.
What goes into, like, why does it take 4 days?
That's because Kanye West is the greatest of all time.
I don't blame Annie Leibovitz for bouncing out of that.
Bounce 30.
She's smart for that. I guess she just didn't want to be a part of this
joke. I don't blame Annie Lennox for saying
shaving her
sweet
hair.
Dreams are made of these.
Again, non sequitur, the king of the non sequitur. What are you talking about?
I don't think Annie Leibovitz had a wide enough lens for
Kanye. Yeah, she couldn't get her. She couldn't get that. Or Kanye's head.
Or his
ego. Yeah.
It couldn't be filmed.
Yeah.
What's bigger, Kanye's ego or Kim Kardashian's butt?
Oh, my God. That's a great question, actually. I'm going to go with...
a question that cannot be answered.
You can't. You
like,
can't answer that.
It's like, who would win in a fight, Ditka or Hurricane Ditka? It's unanswerable.
What? Again.
Yeah. Whoa.
You never saw that bit?
Man, you just flew out of left field hard. Like, flew out of left field. You didn't throw anything back towards the field. You just flew
so
out.
So I caught a home run and threw it back in?
Yeah.
To yourself.
Yeah.
To myself.
Yeah.
Who's also playing the game.
Yeah. You just scaled the green monster.
I scaled the monster, caught it, threw it back in to myself.
Yeah.
Well, you ate a hot dog before you got there.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
With your non-dominant hand.
Now we're going to get to other issues. That we
yeah,
don't
yeah, that's true.
How do you know both my hands aren't dominant hands?
Oh, watch out, you ambidextrous son of a bitch.
An episode of,
whatchamacallit? Oh, Silicon Valley.
Yeah. My favorite show, by the way.
I love that show. Big fan. I'm surprised you watch it because you're only watching kid shows.
I do watch a lot of kid shows.
And terrible shows.
Name terrible shows that I watch.
Big Bang
Outside
Theory.
Of Big Bang Theory.
Falling Skies. Yeah, you have nothing to say to that.
It starts this Sunday.
Oh,
I'm so
God.
Stoked.
Thank God.
And
who
I,
knows what will happen
I,
with
you
the
know
Bone
what? I
return.
I haven't read any spoilers on it. I don't know what's going to happen, and I'm totally stoked about it.
All right.
Sunday when I get home from my family reunion in Connerville, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
That was a good noise.
Yeah.
That was a really good noise.
That was my Conner vomit. But we have to go to Medill, Oklahoma first. Mm-hmm. For one family reunion.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll stop by Tishomingo, Oklahoma, which is where Blake Shelton and Miranda Lambert live.
Okay.
And I'm really upset because I sent Blake a note on Twitter saying, hey, bro, I'm going to be in Tishomingo on the weekend of the 21st of June. And he hasn't responded.
No kidding.
It's like, come on, dude. I'm a big, huge radio star. You're a big, huge country star. Where am I, big huge radio star?
Yeah,
here, right here, right where we are. Wherever somebody's listening to this, I'm a huge star there. Didn't you see the picture I posted this morning of me in my country outfit?
No,
you didn't see that on our Facebook page
with your jean shorts.
Those aren't jean shorts, Tanner. They're long jeans.
Tanner C. Bell with the best Mutombo.
Yeah.
Thank
anyway.
You for the shout-out at that time. I didn't get to it for 4 months, but we found it.
Yeah.
I found it, Tanner.
So, wait, so I've got a little family reunion I've got to go to this weekend, so that's going to be pretty awesome.
Sounds like a thing.
Yeah.
That's going to happen.
All right, sweet. Well, and update. Tracy Morgan. He's in fair condition, so that's good.
Good.
He's not the funniest guy on the planet, but I'd hate to see something really bad happen to him.
You not like 30 Rock?
I love 30 Rock.
The Lemon.
I think his character is
werewolf,
pretty funny.
Bar mitzvah, spooky, yeah. Scary. Boys becoming men. Men becoming wolves.
Favorite Tracy Morgan.
Bit?
Yeah.
Brian Fellows?
Yes!
Safari Planet?
Yes!
Followed by Astronaut Jones?
Mm-hmm.
Followed by...
Just, there you go, yeah.
Yeah.
His character on 30 Rock.
The homeless guy thing was funny.
Mm-hmm.
Where he would write the songs.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was in the...
That was so gross to me.
When he was in the Horatio Sands bit, and the Christmas song that Horatio Sands would always play... I don't care what your mama says. Christmas is the best time of year. And they would all come out in Christmas sweaters, and it was Chris Kattan would hold the piano. Jimmy Fallon would stand in front of it playing it. Horatio Sands had this ridiculous travel guitar, and then Tracy Morgan would dance like this. He would have his arms close together, and he would kind of like spread, and that was all he did as part of the group. And Horatio Sands would sing, "I don't care what your mama says. Christmas is the best time of year.
I didn't see that.
I don't
it's
care
awesome.
What your daddy says. Christmas is full of cheer." And then it would go, it was the best. I'll have to pull up a video for you.
Yes, yes, you will. All right, let's wrap this thing up. Go check out the...
we've got a special surprise tomorrow.
What? Tomorrow's Thursday.
Something that you drink. Makes you like this.
Oh, yeah. Is it a surprise, or can we just...
Do you want to say it? Because yeah. we could have the dude on and
he's
talk
not gonna,
to him.
He's not
you don't want to do it?
Well, I mean,
is he not coming?
He's going to come by, but he's going to be here early, like at like 9:15, 9:30.
Oh, okay.
So it's not like he's hanging out. He's just going to drop some stuff off. So the music series that we've got up and running here, the Live in the Ear Canal, I reached out to my buddy Mark.
Little sponsory going.
Yeah, I reached out to my buddy Mark, who is a partner's co-owner of Silver Star Whiskey. And so he's going to bring that by so that the artists and the bands or whoever we have come through here will actually have something decent to drink while they're hanging out.
Yeah.
So shout out to Mark.
Need a little booze to get loose.
Yeah.
And we saw it firsthand when Dovetail came in. They were like, mm-hmm. "Shots, please." And we're like, "Yeah, you're
absolutely.
Rock stars.
Yeah.
You guys need some shotties."
Mm-hmm.
So we got them some shots. And now we don't have to steal them from Infinite.
Yeah.
And we have good quality booze.
Booyah. Silver Star Whiskey. Go check them out. And go check out the website, too, thegregandgregshow.com. And booyah.
Join us next time on The Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.